put on the graduate student persona and also the graduate student language, which
right.
is just a higher developed college student language, which if you can't learn the language, you'll never make it. It's sort of basically trying to put forth an opinion so slowly so that if you sense any disapproval, you can completely reverse yourself without anyone knowing what you're doing, you know? So, the last day we were, he was saying, he was giving us little questions, you know? We had just finished this mammoth paper where we had to take a book between, you know, 17 something or other in 1930, find out the day it was published, and then find out what led up to it being published, the whole background of that, and then everything that was happening on that day by going through all these journals, sticking your head to microfilm machine for weeks on end, although he only gave us a week to do this in, and where every important literary person was on that day, even if they were in diapers. If they were, you know, small, you'd say they were at home with mama, or they were saying they were at school, or you could say that they were at college at Oxford, you'd have to go look under all their letters, and they'd say, I'm on a sailboat somewhere, or I had a lovely evening, I went to see a Coleridge lecture last night or tonight or something like that.
And you had a week to do that in?
We had a week, and it was really fun because, well, not really fun, it was sort of sad. People were breaking down and crying over the card catalogs. I'm not going to do it. But I sort of put something together which was about 60 pages.
What was your book?
Mine was Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I brought it in, and it was like a comic book compared to the rest of these folks. I don't know how they did it, but they had encyclopedias, 150 pages worth of this with the ibids and the footnotes and the, and which always gave me problems. I'd always do that wrong because I never wrote papers that way. In fact, I would always do things differently because some things were easy and some things were just not worthwhile. I mean, it didn't seem to me like I'd be learning anything. So the things I was interested in, I'd always score so high on that the other ones I'd ignore, so it'd sort of average out, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, the last day of class, he was saying, what is so-and-so's Theodore Besterman's bibliography of bibliographies, and or what does the name Besterman mean to you? And someone would say, he wrote the, you know, the definitive bibliography of bibliographies. And he comes around to me and he says something, why would anyone want, you know, want to write a book on a, what was it? It was a bibliography of just something absurd. I mean, it was the most ridiculous thing I'd heard in my life. And I just said, you know, throughout this whole course and all of these books we've been studying, and they were all reference books, most of them, I cannot understand why anyone in the world would want to write them, you know? And I sort of looked around for a giggle, and there was none.
Oh,
you know? I mean, I thought I was really coming through with a chuckle. And there wasn't, he sort of gave me a funny look, and then I sort of figured, well, I'll end this real clean. And I lapsed into the graduate student talk, and I said, oh, there's a very definite need in the scholarly community for this work, and blah, blah, blah. And I walked out the door, and I just never registered for the next semester. And I hung around Memphis for, had my rent paid, you know, for January and February, so I hung around Memphis, and I went looking for work. Well, I started out, you know, the state employment agencies and looking in the paper, and all the jobs, you know, on the microfilm were either an accountant or a lab technician or an engineer or a computer programmer or some sort of technical type job where you had specialized training. And the rest of them were, you know, selling shoes or something like that. Anyway, I tried these out and I started applying. Then I listed the whole number, you know, all my education. Well, they said, I'm sorry, you know, this is just a